Okay, so the one thing I love about working in the industry is that you get to meet real problem of real people that real people have, and this is what you have in this presentation. My colleagues from Spain, by the way, they are all working on big printers, big and high quality printers. For artists, and what they saw that when artists come to print, an artist come and he has an exhibition tomorrow. It may be a photographer, it may be a real artist that got his painting photoed, and he has exhibition tomorrow. He need high quality images to the show tomorrow, and he need to print them, and. What they came across over and over again, that even though the printers are well-tuned and ICC4 file and you have it, when the artist prints what he wanted, the photo that he took, he gets something, and it's accurate. The sky is blue, everything is accurate, but it's not his picture. He's not what he intended. And this person here says it, if I can make it work. Never mind. He says, sometimes I have not even recognized my own photographs. I have even hesitated to call them my own. And whoever controls the editing controls the artist's fate. This is not my work. This is not what I intended. This is not as good as I wanted it to be. So this is an example. This is the image when you just print it. And this is after ICC profile. And you can see that the skies are blue, the color are correct, not in this projector, but basically they are. But this is what he wanted. He might have preferred the sky to be more bluish. He might have wanted the grays to be more reddish or the contrast to be bigger. This is what he wanted. It is the color is still accurate, but it's not that. That's his own taste. He's an artist. He might even not be able to tell you why he likes it, but that his preference, that's his art, and you should give him what he wants. So, another thing that is goes without saying that the printed should be consistent and accurate. That goes without saying, but it should also match his taste, the artist's taste. So that's a problem they were facing, Morovic and all, and this is the state of the art. You have the pipeline, this is the image on screen in the sRGB space, and you translate it to LAB, and then to the printer color space. And today, what the artist can do is just to go over the image, to take the image, to tune it in Photoshop, print it, look at it, is it okay? If not, tune it again, print it, calibrate, so forth, until he is happy. And then he can save the image with the profile, the new profile that he adjusted. And then he has the printed, the image which is printed the way he wanted it to be printed. But he have to do it all over again for each of the images that he want to print. It's separate for each image. And another problem with that is that he have two copies of his image. One is the original, and the other is a copy to be printed for this show in this printer. And this is the ground for a lot of trouble when you have two copies of the same thing, which are slightly different. So what Morovic and all propose to do is to take this image, the first image, to tune it thoroughly, and then to save only the profile. Not the image with the profile, but to learn the new profile, the new taste of the artist, and to keep it and use it to print the other images. And this is how they do it in the pipeline sense. They have their original image. Once again, they translate it from the screen to LAB. And this is the original transformation to the ICC printer's color space. And this is the transformation after tuning the image, after adjusting it to the taste of the artist. And what they propose to do, and it's actually in the next slides, but it's easier to see here, what they propose to do is to make transformation from here to here, to learn this transformation, and to use it on all the other images. And they do it by looking for, in the source image, they look for all of the pixels with exactly the same color in the source image, and they ask what happened to those pixels in the target image, and they did the mean over those pixels for each of the colors in the image. And you can go by other, you can do 3D transformation, you could do separable transformations. They have several methods to do that. But basically, they just learn the transformation. Okay, of course it has limitation. The first limitation is obvious. You cannot, if you tune it to one artist, it will not work for another artist because they have different tastes. So this is kind of redundant. The second problem is that it's an average. So if I have, for example, a photo of someone in the mirror, and they're totally identical, the mirror color are totally identical to the person, and the artist want to make the mirror look darker, then it just wouldn't, it will take the mean between the, you have the same color in two places in the image, and you made them just in one region be different, the mean will not match either of them, so it wouldn't work in such an area. Another problem is that it's, If you are not sampling the all color space, then you'll have problem. For example, if you're tuning a portrait of a person, and then you get a sky, image of a sky, then you don't have any knowledge about the artist's preferences in blues. So you just don't know what to do it with it. The way around it is just to put two images, to tune it over a combination of two images that samples the taste of the artist. And also they say that this is a rare scenario, that the artist usually very conservative and they either like portrait or scenery, they usually don't mix. But if you have this scenario, you can get over it. But this is something you should know that is not working. And last but not least, you should bear in mind that this is all local changes. They assume that the ICC profile was performed and that those are minute changes, not something very big. It's all about the differences. Okay, so this is the test they did, and this is Morvik and his family. And this is because they have copyright issues with working with the artist photographs. So they took their own photograph, and they gave it to 24 artists. And they asked them to tune the first image according to their preferences, their taste. And then they applied it for all of the set of images. And this is just a sanity check. Look at the original image with... look at the adjusted image with the reference profile, the original profile, and compare it to the unadjusted image to the with a completed profile. So this is a sanity check, and it worked. There was no noticeable distance between the two. And the other is they asked them to judge other images that were printed, and they all liked the result of the. They really preferred it. They said that this does reflect their taste in images. So, and this is what it's all about. And this is a more quantitative test. They took the images, they let them tune, and they compared, is the transformation work well? Did they really succeed in capturing the transformation? And they did it by comparing the adjusted image with the original profile to the unadjusted image with the computed profile. And the blue are the median and in the difference of the color. And the red are the 95% in the difference of the color. And you can see that most of the values are below one delta E. With this small exception, still it's under 2.5 delta E, which is a noticeable difference. So to conclude, the problem was capturing the artist, the taste of the artist, and they did that, and they captured this transformation, and they showed that it does capture the taste of the artist on 24 artists that they tested it with. And well, thank you.
So we have some time for questions. Yes.
So I'm also working with artists in another domain, but so is your conclusion that the artists working with printed image has a single taste for all kind of images?
Yes, is this actually the result? Yes. That was the original assumption, but the test showed it, because this is what they meant. I mean, that's what they showed in this test, basically. That was the original assumption, which they tested here. So, yes. Which is interesting, you're right. You would think that not, but, yeah.
Some other question? So then I have one, if you can answer it. So why was the work done on LAB and not on some more equidistant color space like CCAMO 2 model? Or?
Okay, so what I understood, and I'm not sure I got the whole of it, but what I understood is that it's because they are doing only modulation, small local differences, and then it doesn't really matter if about the big distance in the color space. They want the local neighborhood to be linear, and that's why they work on the LAB. So that's what I understood about this region.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So thank you very much.